Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, sports V's out there and V's After Dark Radio Land? And you know what time it is, Thursday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's time for the quickest hour in sports. That's why I'm talking so fast. The Ask Miss V. Ask Miss V Sports. Yes, I'm going to screw that up. I am your host, James Acevedo. Yes, and this is going to be the quickest sports hour you will ever hear. The number to this wonderful sports program and whatever else might come up, you might never know, is 646-716-8041. That's 646-716-8041. And press 1 if you got a question or comment you want to ask of me or tell me or to my lovely co-host, who is the CEO of V's After Dark Radio and my co-host on this show is Ms. V, the Toy Lady. So it's time for her to come in on the show because, like I said, it's the quickest hour of sports. What's up?
What's up? Yeah, this not only is the quickest hour, it's the quickest hour that ever comes on fucking Thursday.
I talk about quick, just to pull the curtains a little bit to our listeners. Ms. V just walked in the house, in her house, so... You know, this is how quick things go around here. I think we work on the fly here sometimes, you know, and that's what we do. We do best when it's pressure time, you know. Sometimes that happens. But, hey, you would never know that.
I always make it to this show. If the show is scheduled,
yes.
I make it.
Yes,
unless
no
I say
what.
I'm not going to make it.
Yes, we all remember those times. You know, you're doing it from your phone in the car when you're on a business trip and all those other times, you outside waiting for the Prince concert. I remember that was one of my favorite Ask Miss V Sports moments, yes. And I was outside Yankee Stadium at the same time. This was back in April. I remember that.
Yeah, we were both outside. We were both outside during the show, which is something that you do on regular radio. Now, think about it. This is the only radio where people can be not only in two separate places, but can run a show in a switchboard outside.
Yes, it's very unique. It's the wave of the future. Definitely the wave of the future.
And we have done it.
Yeah, I was hoping that, because I was waiting on somebody, when we did that show, I was hoping that I was already in my seat. So that way I would have been like, okay, I'm in my seat. You know, give the scenario to the fans, just give, wow, he's actually at a game. You know, it's like weird, because you never hear that, no show whatsoever. Unless, I mean, you hear those location tight spots, you know, but they're at a building, you know, like some sort of a building or something like that. They're not like
they're in a press box.
You're sitting at a game.
They're in a press
you know.
Box.
Yeah, yeah.
But they're
or
in
the press
a press
box.
Box.
Yeah. As before the game. You know, it's not like it's about the game's about to start. It's during the game. That's why I was hoping that would happen. That would have been cool. You know, but that's the way it was. But now to the present time. As we all know,
okay.
We have a lot to talk about.
We're in mourning today. I'm in mourning.
Yeah. Wonder why.
First of all, you know what? Let's talk about the NFL. You know, I put this question out there. I hope you did what I asked you to do. Because this
yes,
was a
I did look
I
at
remember.
It. I did.
And,
I looked at it last night when I was producing the show. Anybody doesn't know, I'm a producer of the Better Black Good Show, Wednesdays, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Only on Visa the Dark Radio with Ms. Via Toy Lady and Sarah DeVay. Just want to plug that out there. Uh-huh. Yes, I did check that out. Yes, it's very every team. I mean, I expected worse.
Okay, can we explain to the listeners what we're talking about so that they don't think that we're talking about something secret?
Yes, it's like, what the hell are you talking about? We are talking about, because we all know today's October, which I can't believe. And usually every year in October, the WWE does this too when it comes to breast cancer awareness, but they have a different fund with breast cancer awareness and, you know, stuff like that. It's also domestic violence too, right? Like domestic violence?
Yes, domestic violence. So if you see people like myself in purple, not only is it my favorite color, but it's also for domestic violence. So we have Domestic Violence Awareness Month and Breast Cancer Survivor, Breast Cancer Month. But let's talk about the the breast cancer stuff because I, you know.
Which NFL does. Yes, NFL does for the whole month. And every year they have different hats, you know, for each team every year. Usually every year each team has a different style to show support of Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And, you know, it's pink and then, you know, some sort of other color, you know, but the main thing is pink. That's to show support of the breast cancer awareness, you know, and sometimes they actually, what the players do, they wear cleats that got the spikes that got pink or the shoes pink or they got the towel on
the
uniform.
Or pink or they'll have the players. But if you look at all of the uniforms starting today, you will notice that they will have the pink ribbon on it. They have the pink ribbon embroidered on their uniforms just for this month.
What they usually do, like especially main players, the well-known players, they'll usually auction it off. You know, they might put their autograph on there, auction it off to raise money for the breast cancer research. And, you know, it's a good thing. You know, it's a good thing to do. But what Ms. V's talking about, she's not talking about, you know, that wonderful charity. We're talking about this year's hats to show the Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And she's talking about the style of the hats. And the style of the hats is, it's just there. I mean, it's just, I don't know. See, each team doesn't, usually each team has a unique hat. Like, each team has a different way.
Something makes it stand out. Each team's hat stands out. And because last year, whose hat did we say looked gay? Because I said it, and I was like, you got to see this hat. I was like, it really looks gay.
I think it was the Saints, I remember. I think it was the Saints. I would love to say the Cowboys, but I think it was the Saints. If I remember correctly,
I remember. He was like, "Oh, that's horrible."
Yeah,
I
remember we were like, "Ooh."
When a woman says that it looks gay, you'd be like, "Really? You know, let me check it out." And when a guy confirms it, yeah, that looks really gay. They've gone over the top.
Yeah, that's when you know. Wow. Especially when the gay person says gay.
The Lions hat last year, because everybody thought that the Lions hat was going to look gay, because I kept saying, oh, I got to have this hat, I got to have this hat. And the Lions hat was so cool that I put out there that I wanted it this year.
Yes.
Whatever.
It's very generic. It's every team has the same background, you know, with the gray and the symbol of the team and the pink. It's just, I mean, it's not the worst thing I've seen, but compared to the other years where at least each team had a unique style, which I kind of like each team has their own thing. Whether you like it or not, as far as the type of style they put out there, whatever franchise it is, you know, at least they try something different. But for every team to be a communist this year and basically, well, let's all have the same design, a boring, depressing gray in the background and, okay, the symbol. Okay, I like that the team symbol is big, you know, the emblems, but it's just,
there was no thought put into it. It's very generic. It's almost like, hey, you know what it seems like, and I'm going to say this because I say what the fuck I feel. I really think that whoever did this apparently really shops at the dollar store, and you know how you can go to the dollar store and get shit, and they all be the same way? That's what I really feel. You know, I really feel that, you know, they went to the dollar store. You know, Dollar Tree must have had a really big closeout going on. And they was like, fuck it. They're all the same color, and we're going to sit here and put them out there because we have no fucking imagination. It looked like shit. You know, the proceeds from these hats go to charity. You know, let's keep it real. The proceeds go to charity, and you want something that the people will buy. This is not just for the players to wear. The public buys these hats.
That's the whole point.
I'm telling you, you know, I'm not going to buy a hat this year. You know, I was looking, I was like, yeah, I can't wait to see it. And I was like, oh, that shit, I ain't buying. I felt that. You know.
You know, if I could do a poll, and really ask, you know, like, and I want to poll people that actually buy these breast cancer awareness, you know, just, or maybe just a general diehard NFL fan, regardless of man or a woman, that do support, you know, buy these breast cancer awareness hats for the month of October every year. I would like to really ask him, okay, you bought these before. What do you think of them? Honestly, whether you want to put your name out there or not, we want to know. Matter of fact, we don't give a fuck about that. We just want to know what you think. Yes, no? Yeah. I mean, have you asked people in your place of work that do – oh, by the way, this is an even better question. People that you know, do they buy those hats every year like you do?
No.
That you know of? No, okay, so. Because
no.
That would be good to ask, like, okay, what do they think? And what do they think of it? Do they
okay.
say what you say?
The Seahawks hat, okay, I'm looking at last year's hat. And it's not sending out, you know, because actually when you look at last year's hat, the style was almost kind of similar like they did the Lions hat, but the Lions, for whatever reason, their shit looked cool when they did it. Don't ask me why. Because I'm looking at the Colts hat, but I see the Vikings. The Vikings hat, because their shit is purple, you know, they always look gay. the Saints was not the gay-looking hat because theirs was black with just the pink outline and pink with their Saints thing.
Mm-hmm.
The Dolphins kind of looked gay because their hat was gray and then the rest of it was pink. That was kind of gay looking.
But see, I remember when he first started.
The Steelers, but it was one that was really, I mean, it's one out there. Was when I say it was so gay, it was so gay that it stood out. That's gay.
I just remember at least when they first started doing this, you would see at least some of the actual team color in this hat. Not just a totally color that has nothing to do with the team at all. And all these
yeah,
hats...
Yeah, this has nothing to do with the team, you know, because last
of
year...
Of any team.
At least everybody's yeah. team color was in it. The only thing you have
involved,
is everybody's
yes.
mascot
mm-hmm.
or their logo, you know, depending on who they mm-hmm. are. And this, you know, like I said, it's total shit. I'm going to say it's shit. It looks like shit. And I'll stand behind it. It looks like shit. I mean, it looks like shit. Let's keep it real. I'm not going to try
yes.
to sugarcoat it. There's no way to say it. It looks like shit.
Okay.
And
like
if you want me as a fan to go and buy it, it has to look better. And I'm hoping and praying that this is just like the prelim hats, and maybe I'm going to get shocked on fucking Saturday or tonight. Because what I'm seeing looks like fucking shit. And I'm not paying $30 fucking bucks for a hat like that. I'm not.
Now, okay, I'm looking at Google right now, okay? First of all, before I continue, how much are these hats this year?
They're the same price they were last year. They're $35 and
$40. Okay, now, last year's hats you can get right now, which are way better. I'm looking right now at the Eagles hat from last year for Breast Cancer Awareness Month,
yeah.
the Green Bay Packers, and the Bills. I see the Seahawks one you just talked about. It's not horrible. It looks like Bret the Hitman Hart would wear, you know, black and pink. But I ain't going to lie. The Bills one last year looks good because it has the team color and it got the pink logo of New Era and the pink tip on the top of the hat. The Eagles one last year I like because it has the green, but on the outline of the emblem of the eagle is pink and the pink of the New Era symbol and same thing with Green Bay. These hats are 100 times better, and you can get them right now for $18. That's
what
not including shipping handling. I'm seeing right here. It says shop for 2014 NFL Breast Cancer Awareness hats. One in Foot Locker, the Eagles one, is $18, a special offer. On East Bay, you can get that same hat, $18. The Green Bay Packers one from last year, $18. The New Era Bills. All these are from New Era, of course, you know, for the breast cancer awareness.
Anybody
Buffalo,
doesn't know.
Yeah, $20. And the Seahawks, which Ms. V talked about just a minute ago, $18. The black background, you know, the pink outline of
now,
the
Seahawks.
You know
what? Seahawks. I just looked at the 2012 hat. And the 2012 hats don't look bad. The 2012 hats.
Let me see. I'm looking
you
at
know,
right now.
I can't see all of them because it looks like most of them were great, but then the gray still looks better than the shit they did this year. I mean, this shit was horrible. I mean, let's keep it. This shit was horrible.
Okay, well, okay, the 2012, it was very, you know what? I'm not a fan of this either, but at least, well, this was way pink, way more pink. I mean, these,
yeah.
they have the gray.
At least you know, But at least you knew that it was breast cancer. I mean, when you look at this year's tests, I mean, seriously, dude. I mean, come on now. They couldn't come up with no type of fucking imagination whatsoever. I mean, at least they could have. I would have gone with the pink rim, you know. But,
wow. I'm looking at a Dolphins one. I think this is from last year. I'm trying to see if this is, but this is 100 times better than what they have this year. You know how the new Dolphin symbol looked like?
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like, remember how it used to be that it looks like it came out the water, jump out the water, but now it looks like more swimming underwater? Like,
yeah.
You see the aerodynamic of the Dolphin? Well, you know, it's like not a profile of it, but you know how the angle of it is? So much better because the pink is outside. It's even better because you still see the regular symbol of the dolphin, you know, with the orange sun. You still see the orange, but outside of that, outlining the sun rays is the pink alongside the dolphin symbol. And you see the pink on the top, you know, the little button on top of the cap, and the new era emblem is pink. Okay, now the blue's not pink, but this is still better than the shit we're seeing this year. It's not even, I don't know what year this is, because it's mixed up with the 2012s, because I know this ain't 2012, but way better hat. So I got to say, at least it has the team color, you know, with that aqua green, but it got the pink outside the emblem alongside the sun of the rays, and the pink, much better. So much better. Yeah, I'm reading this. Oh, yeah, this is, this was last year's hat. Okay, this was last year's hat, this Dolphins hat. Okay. So, yeah, it's not even close. You just go a year ago. These hats are – the Dolphins hat's not really that bad. It's not that gay. It really is not gay. It's like the Lions one.
I can't remember whose hat was really gay. It was because we said it was gay. We were like, what the fuck?
I hope it's a Cowboys.
Like, that shit is gay.
No, but what I saw as far as the Eagles, the Packers, and I forgot what other team I said, those were good. I ain't gonna lie, and I hate the Eagles. Trust me, I can't stand. They're my division rival. I can't stand. But it's a nice. It's nicer than the generic. You know what it looks like? You know, like when you make a copy from a photocopier, and you don't want it in color. Mm-hmm. You just want it in a bland black.
Yeah.
That's what that shit looked like. It looks like they took the design and said, we're going to put some nice colors on this with the pink. We're just going to make this look like a Xerox copy. Put it on the fucking hat. And, you know, let's save a couple of bucks for this design this year because, we don't give a fuck this year.
Okay, now with 2013, all they did was put the symbol on there. They didn't do anything special for 2013. Because everybody's hat is their regular hat, but they have the breast cancer symbol on there. And they have the NFL to the breast cancer symbol, which I can handle that also. This shit this year? Like, seriously. Come on.
Let's
please.
Be honest.
They got
if you
that.
Didn't know, if you didn't know, right? Now, let's say you did not know, and you just happen to see, let's say you're on NFL.com, you know, the shop, NFLshop.com, and you just shopping for Lions gear like you always do. And then you see, wow, this hat looks horrible. Like, you wouldn't know by looking at, this is this year's breast awareness hat, right? Like, you'd be like, this is the breast awareness hat? Like, if no one told you, you would just be like, that's just some horrible design that people think they're going to, the company thinks someone's going to buy. No, this is the breast awareness, cancer awareness for this year. Are you serious?
Looks like shit. You know, it looks like shit.
It looks like shit. Now you're going to Taiwan, they would make this.
I hope somebody at the NFL is listening to me. This looks like utter shit, you know. And I know that they're saying we're focusing a whole lot, but come on, this is breast cancer. This is the money, the proceeds from this merchandise goes to breast cancer awareness. So you want something that people will buy. And I'm sorry, from a marketing standpoint, this was a very horrible marketing ploy. This was horrible. I'm hoping and praying that maybe they're going to come out with something different and maybe this was just something to see how people were going to react, because I can tell you that the person who made this is horrible. I mean, people, they start like a year in advance designing these. They just don't come up with the last minute. And this was a fucked up ass design. You know,
this is what they came up with? I mean, this is at least a year ahead. So you had to figure a year ago at this time, when we were talking about, wow, the Lions one is so nice, they were thinking it then. They had their plan then. So that's horrible. It is horrible. Like I said, I've seen worse, but I can understand what you're saying. Yeah,
I mean,
yeah, that's a,
you know,
yeah.
Seeing a bad hit is one thing, but
before call,
you want the merchandise to sell so that you can raise money for breast cancer. And this is where I have a problem with it, and I'm going to stick by this. I have a problem because from a consumer standpoint, this is horrible marketing. Why would I want to buy a hat that when people look at it, oh, it's the same hat? Nope, not like this. Men don't agree with me too often, but I will say, when it comes down to our sports, we will agree, because if I want to look like the motherfucking Eagles or the Browns or the fucking Bears, I would be a fucking Bears fan. Nobody wants to look like the other team. Now, men can care a shit less about wearing the same motherfucking, you know, shoes that another guy wears. They can walk in, oh, yeah, I got some shoes, big deal.
Especially
but when it comes
jersey.
Down to our motherfucking sports,
mm-hmm.
Oh, hell no. If all the motherfucking uniforms were the same, it wouldn't be a point. So this is some total utter bullshit when you got to sit there and look at the fucking
good point.
Top of the head to realize who the fuck it is. I mean, this is, come on now. I can't even say, I don't know who the fuck came up with this, because women don't like to dress alike, and when it comes down to a fucking sports, men don't like to dress alike. I'm sorry.
That is a good point, because if you don't see the symbol, the design is the same for all, was it 30 teams? Well, how many teams in the NFL?
However many
the same.
Teams it is.
Now, prime example. Now, I know this ain't for a cause, but MLB every year, they always have a hat for the military holidays.
Armed forces.
Yeah, and every year, okay, it's different. But, okay, sometimes they all have the same color, but at least, okay, the symbol stands out, and it's the color of the team of that symbol. Or you know,
yeah.
Okay, oh, yeah, this is the Detroit Tigers. Oh, this is the New York Yankees. Like, this year was very nice. This one, this year, they had a blue, and you see the American flag as it waves, like in a three-quarter type of profile, and you see, you know, the symbol of your team. Very nice this year. Sometimes, I remember there was one year it looked like a trucker hat, which was like, shit. I remember one year I was like you. It looked like, you know how like those truck drivers see-through hats? That's what it looked like. It had like
yeah.
a plain-ass bill and a shitty front on it. I said, who the fuck buy this? And this is fitted. This is a fitted hat, not the snap shit, the snapback shit. I never liked snapbacks anyway. I always was a fitted hat person.
I always wear fitted hats. I don't understand about the adjustable hat. I mean, I really don't. Why would you spend all that money for an adjustable hat? That's just me. I don't understand.
Yeah, I mean, they got those ones that are elastic, you know, that can actually shape your head, especially for the NFL. They got those type of hats. But I just prefer an actual fitted, actual size hat. You know, you don't go to a shoe store and say, let me get that, every size shoe that fits every, you know, one size fits all type shit. There's no such thing. So for a hat, it's kind of stupid, too. I think it should be actual fitted, especially if you dress up, especially, you know, men and women, when you go for those real nice, you know, looking hats. It's not one size fits all, okay? It's a custom-made hat, whatever type of hat it is. You know, it makes it that much more elegant. It makes it more, you know.
Well, it's like when I'm wearing my Lions hat, can't nobody just walk up and say, oh, well, we just gonna grab that. Now, do I have some generic Lions hats? I ain't gonna lie, this can cost some Lions hats on sale like a Kmart. But then that's a totally big difference. And, you know, I don't buy shit unless I get it at a real retailer. I don't buy my shit from the street corner. You know, oh, boy, sell them damn T-shirts at the gas station I don't buy from. So
yeah,
all my Lions
stuff,
that.
Yes.
My Lions stuff, Tigers, any of the stuff I buy, I always buy it from a retailer that is supposed to have legitimate stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, therefore, I feel that when I'm buying it from one of them, that if it's not off of something, I'm going to, you know, I know whose ass to go kick, you know, because I'm not paying for knockoff. You know, I'm not buying it from a boy on the corner. I'm buying it from a retailer who is supposed to have the integrity to have the legitimate stuff in their possession. You know, I don't care if I'm going to Target, Kmart, you know, or like my Lions. I got my Tigers jersey at Sam's Club, you know. Got a damn good deal on that, too. But, but this year, I mean, and I know that everybody say I'm really harping on this, but it just irks me because I think that, you know, when you're raising money for a cause, it has to be attractive. And
yeah,
I'm
especially
sorry,
business wise, you know.
From a business standpoint, and you know, I am a businesswoman. This was horrible,
yes.
You know.
Yes, this is a woman that knows experience. She's well known. She has degrees in business, experience in business, and you know has a good eye on business. So you take those three right there, and you know, I really.
But I mean, I went stalking for the heck this year. I was like, oh, I gotta go get it. And I
you couldn't wait,
I'm
right?
Like, really? Well, I couldn't wait until I saw it, and then when I saw it, it was like, oh hell no.
just keep sporting the one you got from last year's shit. That hat is better than all the team's hats combined this year. His name is close.
I got my man's signature and number on it. So
yeah, you had
it
boarded.
Another thing, I mean, for anybody who is really into hats and stuff, and I mean, I wear hats because I can wear. And I know everybody can't, but I'm going to say this. Please, you know, and this is really, truly coming from me. Breast cancer is really serious, and it's not just a woman's disease. It affects everybody.
No, men.
And
too.
You don't hear about as many men, but there are men who have breast cancer out there. And as much as I'm bitching about these hats, I am going to say between domestic violence and breast cancer, you know, this month, you know, we're lucky to have a country where we can, where we have companies and businesses, multimillion-dollar businesses that make it a point to take 1 month out of the year to support something that really matters versus just all about them. You know, I live here in Detroit, and I can tell you the Renaissance Center, which for anybody who doesn't know what the Renaissance Center is, that's the GM World headquarters, and that's in downtown Detroit. And they will have, I haven't look, because this morning I didn't even bother to look when I was driving. I was too busy trying to get to work. But every year they light up the building with the pink ribbon. And this is a tall-ass building, okay? They light up the hotel. The hotel is in the middle of the actual Renaissance Center. So the hotel stands the largest of the five buildings that surround it. And it's all glass, and they light it up. And they will, I mean, they do it for Gay Pride. They do the rainbow. Literally, they change out the rainbow colors. Continuously, they're going 24 hours with the rainbow colors. And this month, they'll have a pink up there. Not only will they have it, anybody who's familiar with Blue Cross and Blue Shield, Blue Cross Blue Shield headquarters of Michigan is in downtown Detroit, and their building will be in pink. We have a light that's on top of one of our buildings. It's like a beacon. It will be pink. AT&T, their headquarters for the Michigan, for the whatever Midwest region is here, they'll be in pink. Our utility company, they will be in pink. The casinos will be in pink. When I say I can speak from living here, that, you know, there's so much pink, you know, that it's something that you have to. And, I mean, I personally have not been affected by it, but I do have friends and family who have had members that were affected by it. So I do support the cause. I'm asking everybody, despite how much I'm bitching about these heads, we just need to let the NFL know, go do a really quick new design because that shit is funky, okay? Because, I mean, at the end of the day, this money goes for an excellent cause.
Mm-hmm.
And regardless of what we feel or what we think about anything, when you're raising money for a cause, it's got to be attractive. I'm sorry, you know, I could sit there. You know how much money they raised last year for Lou Gehrig's disease with the bucket challenge? I mean, millions and millions of dollars.
Yeah.
You know, and that was just something that somebody started, you know, on a whim. And breast cancer awareness has been around for years. So, you know, that's my little commentary. Now I got to talk about my shitty lions and my tigers. My tigers, Mr. Acevedo, we have to talk.
Oh, we do?
Call you said that you saw them going how far this year? I know you damn sure did not see them not making the playoffs.
No, last year.
This is about my tigers.
Yeah, tigers,
this year
I said.
The season starter.
Yeah, tigers, I said last year they would make it to the World Series and they were going to win. This year, I think I didn't even – I don't even remember if I had them going to the playoffs. Yeah, maybe the wild card, but I don't – if that. But
well,
hey,
they ain't getting shit.
They ain't getting shit
for the one-way ticket home.
Well, we all know one guy who can't wait for that to happen. Your main pitcher, Keith Humpton. He's over
you
this weekend officially.
I'm going to beat that bitch ass. I am. I'm going to beat that bitch ass.
No. Okay. Now, your Tigers had a very disappointing year with injuries and underachieving. My Yankees, you know, I said they were going to win division, not really believing in that. I mean, they actually were challenging for the division crown for the last month and a half. Well, most of this year until the Blue Jays, ever since they got David Price and Total Whiskey, they went on a tear. I mean, since the trading deadline, they've had the best record in the major leagues, going like 36-19 the rest of the second half. Just unbelievable baseball they've been playing. But I want to say this right now. Now, I'm not saying this as a disgruntled Yankee fan. I know this sounds biased because they are my rivals, the Blue Jays. But I'm telling you right now, I've seen baseball for a long time. Now, they have decent pitching. I'm not saying. But they're all about their hitting. They've hit the most home runs of any team in the major leagues this year, like 227 home runs, something like that. And we still got like a few games left. That don't matter because they clinched the division last night in one of their doubleheaders. Congrats to them. They deserve it. Hey, they beat us. Hey, they beat us for the division. Congrats. I didn't think they were going to win it the last few weeks anyway, the way Yankees have lost series upon series to the Blue Jays. But I'm going to tell you this right now. A team that depends on home runs a lot does not win a World Series too much. Trust me when I tell you. They're going to face better pitching in the playoffs because you're facing the other team's top pitchers uh-huh. in the playoffs. You ain't going to be facing the number four. You ain't going to be facing the number five. You're going to get their 1, 2, and 3. And the third, their number three pitcher, you'll see once, if lucky. So you're going to see number one and two a lot. And especially in the short series in the first round, best of five. I'm saying this right now. If they make it to the ALC, let me put it like this. If they make it to the World Series, I'd be surprised. Because they're too much of a heavy-hitting team. And it's not like they steal a lot of bases, you know, a lot of hit and runs. You know what I'm saying? Manufacture runs. I'm just saying. And trust me, I'm a Yankee fan. I'll tell you right now. I mean, Yankee magic number to clinch the first wild card is 1. And they have embarrassed themselves losing these last 3 games so far to the Red Sox. They're looking like shit. The pitching is inconsistent because of injuries and question marks. The hitting has been inconsistent. So if we get we should have the host the wild card game this coming Tuesday, and if we win that game with Tanaka pitching, which by the way he pitched last night after missing his last start because he had a little bit of a hamstring strain, and he gave up first inning 3-run homer, but that was because he probably didn't pitch in over 2 weeks. He was rusty, but the rest of the way he wasn't too bad, even though he pitched 5 innings. But the Yankee pitching staff's question, the hitting is question, and I've said this, I'll be surprised the Yankees go anywhere at all, to be honest with you. I'm just happy enough they actually have a chance to make the playoffs, because just for the hell of it, I said they were going to win the division. I wasn't serious about it. I just said it for the hell of it. And I almost look like a genius, but, you know, they're going to get the wild card. Hopefully they'll be the first wild card because they can host the game at home for that one game. And to me, that's not a playoff game. To me, that's just an extra game to qualify to be in the playoffs. Even though some analysis say, oh, well, this is a playoff game. Well, it's a wild card playoff. Yeah, technically, yeah. If you want to go technically, yeah. But to me, it's not. I mean, I'm just saying. And hopefully they'll win this game and we'll go from there. And it won't be easy. Because I think they'll face the Royals, if that's the case. They face the Royals. I mean, I'm sorry, you know, 91-67 as we speak. Royals defending American League champions. They're looking pretty good. I mean, anything can happen in baseball. Baseball is one of those sports where the best team doesn't win. Usually a team gets hot. Look at the Giants the last few years. They weren't the best team, and they won 3 championships in 5 years. So we'll see what happens, but I'm not out of my mind and really naive to think the Yankees are going to go far. If they do, I'll be shocked. I say we have nothing to lose. They should go out there. Look, we weren't even expected to go this far. Who knew that A-Rod was going to have a comeback year? Who knew that Teixeira, who's now hurt and won't be back to spring training, he's been gone for like over a month, you know, he was going to be comeback player of the year until he got hurt. And to me, A-Rod deserves to be comeback player of the year because he served his suspension. And he's come back, and unless he finds another way to cheat, he's had a year that no one in their right mind thought he would have. Over 30-plus home runs, I think he has over 80-some RBIs. You know, and no one thought I thought he'd be lucky to have 15, let alone over 30 home runs. So, you know, he deserves at least some credit. And if it wasn't for those two guys and the pitching staff healthy most of the way, the Yankees wouldn't be sniffing the playoffs. They'd be the Tigers right now. They would be getting ready to go on their playing vacations for the winter right now. And they better wake the fuck up because they got to win on their own. They're backing up into the playoffs because it's because these teams that are losing for the wildcard hunt that's the only reason why the Magic numbers won, because they've been playing like shit. Okay? They need to wake the fuck up. Now, anything can happen in the playoffs, but I'm just saying. It's not going to be easy. It ain't going to be easy for the Yankees. And my prediction of the Nationals and Angels being the World Series, boy, that goes right out the fucking window with the Nationals being eliminated. And the Mets, which, wow, by the way, the Mets deserve congratulations. You know, I live in them. You know, most of my family are Mets fans, so, I don't have to be nice, but I'm just giving credit. They're going to be in the playoffs. They'll face the Dodgers. It all depends. It's still undecided who will have the home field advantage because it's very close between our records. The Mets right now, I thought they would have a good year this year, but I had no idea they'd win the division because everyone predicted the Nationals to be good, and boy, did they. You talk about a team that underachieved worse than the Tigers? How about the Nationals? They couldn't get out their own fucking way. 80-78.
I was going to say, I didn't even hear anything about them this year. I mean, they existed. I'm gonna be honest. I'm not trying to be sarcastic. I'm being very serious. I actually forgot that they were a team this year because I didn't know. I thought, you know how sometimes they get rid of teams and stuff and combine them with others. I didn't think about them this year. I mean, not trying to be a bitch, but I really did not think about them.
I hate.
I'm sure people will say that I'm trying to be funny, but I'm not. I forgot all about them.
Well, I didn't even realize until now, looking at the standings, I know your team was last place. Holy shit. 73-85. Wow, that bad this year. I mean, I know they weren't that good, but damn. Holy shit.
Yeah,
damn.
They gave shit a new meaning.
Well, that division was over anyway.
I can't stand that bitch. Fucking hate Austin. That hoe.
Well, this is how I feel. If the Yankees go far, I'll be surprised. If the Blue Jays go far, I'll be surprised. I don't care if that's the best record in baseball. You know, as of, let's see, right now, as we speak, they do by one game over the Royals. So there's still home field advantage as far as until the World Series, because that stupid thing they do with the All-Star game, oh, we play for home field, which is dumb. Like, it can't be common sense to be like, well, the team with the best record has home field.
That's
for the World Series.
I say.
I mean, come on.
They go by the damn league.
And even before
but the All-Star game, first of all, let's keep it real. The fans are the ones who vote for the players. And sometimes, not always, but sometimes we as fans don't always get it right either. You know, I'm just going to say, you know.
Yeah.
We don't always
contest.
Get it right.
It's a popularity contest.
Because I will tell you, being here in Detroit, and I'm sure they do it in New York also, so I'm not going to say we're an exception to any other place in the country.
Mm-hmm.
You know, here in Detroit, when we want our favorite player to be in the, you know, All-Star game, you know, they'll go on the news. The news will hype it really big, you know, saying, hey, you know, make sure you do this, you know, we're trying to get so-and-so in, you know, it's really, really major. And when you look at how critical and how major it is that the TV stations get on, you know, come on and vote for so-and-so, you know, we want him in it, you know. And sometimes just because we might want that person, it don't mean they need to be in it because sometimes, you know, like I said, as fans, we don't always get it right. I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, we got the lowdown on shit and we get it right because they let us make decisions that really shouldn't be made. Okay.
And
that's a decision that I don't think that we should be making. I think that it should be, you know, like we don't get to choose who plays in the Olympics, you know, for us.
No. The coaches.
You know, we do not
coaches,
get to choose them. The coaches choose their players and their team. And I'm gonna be honest, I wouldn't trust myself choosing who the hell is gonna play in the Olympics. Let's just keep it real, you know. I think that I'm a pretty good judge of character. You know, I'm not going to say I'm not a good judge, but what I would say is that it's it would be difficult, you know, let's say that if I got the chance to choose who would play basketball in the Olympics, you know, I'm gonna be sarcastic, you know. I would pick Lamar Odom. So is mm-hmm. that a good choice to play in the motherfucking Olympics? Come on now. You know, just because I like old boy don't mean he needs to be playing in the Olympics. And for anyone
yeah.
who wants to know, no, I'm not a Lamar Odom fan, but I gave him as the example because we
that's
all
example.
Know the situation.
Absolutely.
But you know somebody would be saying, oh, Miss D says she would pick Lamar Odom. No. I'm giving that as an example because that's how stupid some of our choices are. And I'm sorry, Lamar Odom probably does. I'm not going to say probably does. I know he has fans out there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Am I one of them? No. I'm not going to say I am, you know. And, you know, it has nothing to do with his personal life. I think personally he picked up his personal life when he got married into that family, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think his career and everything was affected when he married into that family.
You know why he smoked crack even more after that?
He was a mediocre player as it was. You know, it's not like he was the top of the heap player.
No.
And marrying into that particular family, you know, made it worse in my opinion, you know, because then he got a taste of fame, he got a taste of the paparazzi from a different view, you know. And you know, but I don't even want to harp on that, but I'm just saying, you know, it's, you know.
Yeah.
So when we choose players for the All-Star game and stuff like that, this is what I'm saying, you know. And I'm not saying that we haven't made – to be honest, I think I've only voted maybe once. I'm being very, very honest. Once.
Ever.
For the All-Star game.
Really? Okay.
You know, for who was going to play.
Did you do it old school style when you get it from the stadium, or did you do it online?
I did online.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, I could say maybe once I've done it, you know, and that's not me being funny. I mean, I have better things to do than to go from playing a baseball game that I could give a shit less about.
Yeah, when we were kids, it was better, and now that we're older, we don't give a shit about it, especially when they try to make it more meaningful game than it really is. It's an exhibition. That's all it is. It's an exhibition. Okay, you want to see the home run
derby?
That's just okay.
For the NBA All-Star game. You know,
yeah.
It's
an exhibition.
And we all know, for anybody who knows how I feel about that, if you don't know, let me give you a little highlight on that. It's an opportunity for the host to make money. Plain and simple. And I say that
yep.
because
especially NBA.
we all know that I'm with someone in the music industry and
yes.
I've never sugarcoated that this is the one thing he does every year. He's at the All-Star game. I know what the groupies do at these games. I know how they function, you know, I know their mentality and you know, I'll just be honest, you know, why would I sit here and be happy about something where I know that, you know, some motherfucker's going to catch something and got to go home and explain to someone how he got it? Because the majority of the motherfuckers, I'm just being honest, the majority of the motherfuckers that go to the All-Star game do not have hall passes. For y'all,
mm-hmm.
for you guys who don't know what a hall pass is, go look it up.
I was about to say, for those of you who don't know what a hall pass is, please call now so we can laugh at your ass at 646-716-8041.
Yeah,
and we'll,
do that
and we'll
too.
Let you know. Please call us.
Yeah, if you don't know what a hall pass is, give me a call.
There was even a movie made about it, which I didn't see, but I know there was a movie made about it. It was the exact same title, Hall Pass.
And you know what the funny thing is that when I first got with my man, he asked me
okay.
for a hall pass, and I told him, you gotta be out your motherfucking mind.
Now, I know when he asked you this, you were nowhere near a kitchen, correct? You were smart enough not to ask you this when you...
No, I was not anywhere near a kitchen when he asked
okay,
me.
Okay, because that's
and
not a question to ask, period. But I'm saying it's even
dumber.
It
was really funny when he asked me because... We hadn't been dating for about 3 or 4 months, and he was like, yeah, really? My boys, this is how he threw it at me. Maybe if you listen, yeah, I'm putting it out there, because I don't know who you say. He's like,
wow.
Yeah, my boy's wife gives him a hall pass like once a year when we be going on these trips and stuff. And I'm looking at him, I was like, well, shit, you ain't got to worry about getting one. You know, that was his way of asking for a hall pass to let me know that his boy's wife gave him one. I said, well, shit, you ain't got to worry about getting one. You know, you don't ask that shit when you got a brand new relationship. You know, that's just not where you go. Because it's like, really, you want a hall pass and we just start kicking it? You know.
Damn. That's even worse. Three or four months into a relationship. Damn.
Yeah, I was not happy. And people are shocked we've been together 7 years now.
Wow. That is crazy. Damn.
But yeah, he asked for a hall pass, and I was like, that's a brave shit, you know. But like I said, the way he did it
was so slick. Mm-hmm.
But at least he did ask for one. I just don't know he wasn't getting one. You know, shit. If I can't have a fucking hall pass, you can't have one.
I mean, that is no exaggeration. When Ms. V is talking about, when they said that the whores come out, that process, there's real actual pimps that go to these NBA All-Star games. You don't believe me? Look at that.
Okay. Backpage. Everybody will become a porn star during that time. And I kid you not. All of a sudden, these chicks who have never, ever seen a movie set will tell you that they're a porn star. And they will be advertised on Backpage like, yo, I'm so-and-so, and you can, you know.
Yep.
Be like, bitch, you know, all of a sudden you're a porn star, but ain't nobody seen no porns that you've been in. Or you done did some little movie on your motherfucking phone, you know, because you're selling pussy. I mean.
On some, you know, some amateur shit. I think that sometimes that those two words, porn star, get used way too loosely. It's not like back in the day when it was, when someone said porn star, it was earned. And let's go over this real quickly. This little sex party show. In order to be a real porn star, now Miss V could cut it anytime she wants, you have to be at least been in some sort of adult magazine. At least a cover, a couple, okay? Big fan base. Has actually sold, not some free shit, sold actual, you know, been in porn movies, been featured on them, and, you know, have some notoriety. Not just some shit you do on the side, and then you just throw it, oh, I'm a porn, because I've done actual sex on a camera. I'm a porn star. No, you have to actually have made money and actually work with a company signed somewhere and actually been in these conventions that Ms. V has been on. Whether it's AVN or Exotica.
And no, wait a minute. While you're saying that, and no, I'm not a porn star.
No.
You know.
No. Ms. V always has to say that, but it's true. No, she's not a porn star, even though some people might think she is. Because even they come up to her, hey, I've seen you in the porn. Well, that ain't me, motherfucker. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. But let's put that out there. Yes, Ms. V is not.
We have to do that disclaimer. I'm not a porn star.
Yes.
I don't do porn. I sell special products.
Thank you. But my point is, going back to the porn star reference, in order to be a porn star, all those accolades have to be accomplished. And then you are a porn star. And that don't just happen overnight. Okay? That's what I'm saying. You're just a dope performer, if that. Because it's not just because you do sex on camera. Oh, well, I'm a porn star. Well, no. No, I'm sorry, no. Especially if you don't know about the business. That's another
thing. Oh, Lord, let's not go there.
But you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. All these things, all these intangibles have to be in there. In my opinion, which I think is the right one, in order for you to be officially called a porn star. I'm just saying. Your name has to be household name. You know, it's not like
somebody somebody has to be doing your marketing. I mean, when we, you know, somebody has to be doing some type of marketing for you, you know, and as a person who has hired a PR person, you know, you get what you pay for. And I'm sorry that, you know, I tell people, I've hired some shitty PR people. I'm not even going to sit there and say that I haven't, you know, because I am part of this industry. But just because you put some shit out on Instagram and Twitter does not make you a porn star, honey.
Yeah, and that's how they get followers on Instagram and Twitter. And that's another dumb thing. You don't show the goods for free, Demi. You don't
do
that. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Okay, you don't, when you do that, if you are already established and you sold a lot, and you want to do it every now and then, that's fine. But if you're just starting out like that, that's dumb. You know what I'm saying? Then, wait a minute, I can see you naked for free. What the fuck, you know?
Actually, I have not been naked out there for anybody who's safe. You got to imagine.
Although Ms. V has an app where she has a see-through jersey that she has on Twitter.
Yes.
If you go on at Ms. V, the toy lady, that's MSDA, I mean, at MSVDATOYLADY on Twitter. And with my X-ray vision, because I'm Superman, I could tell. Is that
noticeable?
I've
had a lot of people ask me.
Oh, yeah?
you know, horny-ass motherfucking man. You know, y'all some horny motherfuckers.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, I'm guilty. I am a guilty fuck. Even I say, damn, I'm a horny fuck. I am. It's amazing I don't have illegitimate children running around. Thank God I'm a. I know it's like a oxymoron, but I'm actually a responsible horny guy.
Yeah, that is oxymoron.
Yes, but it's amazing. But I can say sometimes I go, man, I gotta stop. This is the third time today I jerked off. Jesus Christ, I gotta stop.
Oh my God,
this is not good. This is when I get some. It's not like. You know, this is why I'm on a drought. They're like, damn, what the fuck? And even sometimes, and I'm a guy, and I just say, damn. I mean, that's nothing wrong, but I'm just saying, it's like, damn, wait, you slow down.
Well, I got one I have one better for you. You know that I have this regular day job, and we do visits to different places. And I normally go with one coworker, and he knows about my business. So whenever we go out, I don't care what the – and. Mind you, I'm always in a suit. His mind goes straight to the gutter. And yesterday, now, I'm going to give you a visual of what I had on. I had on a black A-line skirt, a top that covered everything, and a black blazer. And my shirt, just for anybody who wants to know, I had on, my shirt was purple, and I wore purple shoes. And my hair was, I forget how my hair was, but this was not it wasn't the sex appeal look, okay? This was I'm out here taking care of business look.
Was it the conservative business look? The sophisticated?
Very conservative.
Oh, okay. All
it right. was, I'm the boss, but I'm doing business.
Gotcha. No,
you know, there was no cleavage whatsoever. When I said that this shirt came... Is for anybody who doesn't know what a shell is normally what women wear under their blazers, but it'll have sleeves. I had on a shell with sleeves. And like I said, it was a business suit because I was conducting business. And we leave where we were at, and we go, we have lunch. We always have lunch afterwards. And he says, I don't want you to think my mind is in the gutter, but do you have on underwear today? And I said, yeah, why? He's like, I thought I saw your snatch. I think you gave me a peek of your snatch. I was like, no, I got underwear on. Now, grant you, he cannot ask anybody this because anybody else would have pressed charges. Remember, that's considered sexual harassment when you ask somebody like that.
Yeah,
who work in a regular office, that is considered sexual harassment. It's very inappropriate.
That's true.
You know, but because we know each other and he knows that, you know,
Yeah.
Shit don't really offend me.
Don't just ask that to your random coworker, okay? Female coworker, right?
He's heard my show. He's heard my show, and he thought I got to tell him because he listened to one of the show. He listened to the replay of a show when I was doing toy demos, and
okay.
He said he heard a side of me that he never. And he reminded me that, you know, you just said for me. I was like, you know what, I really don't think about that shit. I was like, you know, that's just part of me. So he gets away with saying that, but
I understand.
That just tells you how people talk about sex around me on the regular. I mean, this is like part of what we do. I mean, the last time we went out, I won't say when, but the last time we had a business meeting, he asked me if I had on a thong. And I said, why? Because when I bent over, he saw the top of it on my skirt. So it was just like, and now, again, I dress very conservative when I do this stuff. But I think, and he was like, because of that, he's married and he's happily married, you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And I know he's happily married. I remember when he got married. But when he said that, he's like, damn, now I want to go have sex. I said, well, I guess your wife could be happy tonight, huh? So he just looked at me like, you know, hey, glad I can help, you know.
While you're at it, go to my website. But it was number one, the adult pleasure products, please.
You know, he was the first person I told about that little thing that happened a while ago. You know, the thing we can't talk about on the air, some of the toys.
Yeah.
He was the first person I told. And he's got jokes all the time. And when it happened again, you know, the jokes are really out there for that. So we can't, and this is, we cannot tell you guys about this. Didn't your team win this week? Your football team?
Yeah, they finally did. Yeah, a week ago. Yes, they finally did. They still do stupid shit, you know, still throwing, you know, third down and whatever with the, you know, the game, you know, in the fourth quarter when it's towards the end of the game. I don't know why they still do this dumb shit. But the main thing is they won the game. But I'm still not convinced that they're going to go far. I mean, now they go – they play this Sunday against, they're going to Buffalo, 1 o'clock game in Buffalo. That's a loss. I'm just saying, if you keep it real, Giants are going to lose. I hope I'm wrong, but my gut feeling, the way they've been playing and little inconsistent, and I don't know what's going on with Victor Cruz. You know, he says his calf is okay, then it's not okay. What the fuck is going on? Too many salsa lessons during the week. I mean, what the fuck, you know, dude.
Well,
I mean,
I'm going to say that, you know,
damn.
You know, well, I got my Lions out here, and, you know,
yes.
You know
Sunday
they're
night,
playing
Monday
night
game.
Football. Monday
yeah,
night
in
football.
Seattle.
And I hate when, you know, I'm like, really?
Don't look good.
Really?
Don't look good.
So I can tell you that I probably will not be watching the game. I'm just going to be honest. I probably will not be watching the game. And the reason why I will not be watching the game, for one, it's on Monday. Two, it's Monday Night Football. And three, because I can't do it. I can't get my blood pressure up on a Monday night. If I do it on a Sunday, I can have a drink and bring that shit down. I cannot get my blood pressure up because, yeah, I'll be a bitch all day Monday if I watch that damn game. I'd rather just get up and hear how they did.
Man, the Lions have been in prime time lately. It's Sunday night, this past Sunday, now Monday night, this coming Monday, damn. On Broadway,
again,
yo.
I can't watch, you know. But tomorrow I may be drunk tweeting, and if I get enough reminders, maybe I'll stay awake. And I'm going out with some friends tomorrow. You know, I don't do this too often. I'm going out with some friends, and
that's good.
We know that I
enjoy.
Was asked to call into the download tomorrow night, so hopefully enough people remind me and blow up my phone enough. And for anybody who doesn't know, the download is the air show on Dial House Radio. Yes, I said it. I can. Nobody else can.
That would be great if you could call in real quick.
But tomorrow night's show is Five Piece Etiquette. And last night we were talking about how to be a good side piece. So she was saying I should come on the show, but it's like she's on at 11 o'clock, and, you know what I'm doing at 11 o'clock on most nights. So, and there's nothing against Sierra knows this. So, you know, maybe if enough people blow up my phone, Sierra actually calls my phone, you know, I'll probably hear it and respond. You know, that's what she should do. She should call me from her show. She'll get a better response. But, you know, I say honestly, you know, I would like to go on because I think that side piece etiquette should be talked about. So for you guys who are listening, you know, make sure you check out Sierra tomorrow night with side piece etiquette.
Yeah. Let it be anything.
And then your show is tomorrow afternoon, right, on your station?
Yeah, my show is always, ever since I've moved to the Access Radio, which I co-own, 3 p.m. every Friday. So, and I've had the honor at times when Ms. V has a few minutes. She's actually called in on her own will. And that's been awesome. So that's been at least a couple of times. And, you know, just wanted to show out there that Ms. V does support people who have been on the station.
I just don't say, call my show and work for me and don't do nothing else, you know. No, I'm not that type of person.
She always calls, and as usual, she always knocks it out of the park. That's a nice sports reference right there. That's a good sports reference to use. Always knock, yes.
Oh, we need to tell everybody, make sure you come back tomorrow night.
Yeah, I can't believe it's over already. Damn.
Okay. Make sure you come back on Tuesday for Talk About Sex, Sex, and More Sex. You guys were listening, we had the monster on this week, damn. We're slowly surely getting our guests back, you know, so we will be going back to a guest format. I thought about something today, and I'm going to put this out here as a teaser for everybody. November is Naomi Banks' birthday cruise. I will be on it. And if I'm sober, I'm going to try to get some interviews because, remember, during the Christmas break, we probably won't be on, and these will be things that I can also for our podcast.
That's a great idea.
That's if I can be sober. You know, I'm really trying to go for that if I can be sober phase right now. So.
Although that would be great radio, too. But I see your idea. You could take these interviews and use them during the break in December.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
And definitely if I could get a one-on-one with Naomi, you know, in person. And for anybody who says, okay, I don't want to get the Sam bit. Oh, I thought you said you knew Naomi. Yes, I do know her.
Of course.
As a matter of fact, when I was cooking the other day, she asked if I make it macaroni and cheese.
I laughed. I know the reference. I understand why.
It's not a bad reference.
No, it's a good reference.
The reason why.
It's a very good reference.
I mean,
yes, very good.
Everybody brags about my mac and cheese. My mac and cheese is known all the way on the West Coast because of Naomi. Naomi, when we became friends, I was telling her, oh, you've got to have my mac and cheese. And she was hosting a gig here in Detroit, and she said she was coming. And I was like, well, make sure you stop by the house and get something to eat. I was like, and she said, I'll come by if you get some mac and cheese, if you make me some mac and cheese. So I made her mac and cheese. She was so tired, I ended up calling the promoter, and she happened to be in the car with the promoter, and I was like, you need to come get this mac and cheese. I'm going to beat your ass. She came and got the mac and cheese. She went back to California talking about my mac and cheese. And every now and then on her show, she'll talk about my mac and cheese, especially if she gets hungry. So when I was cooking on Sunday, and I was showing everybody what I was eating on Periscope, she was like, mac and cheese? I was like, nah, it's too starchy. You know, and I couldn't see who it was because I didn't have my glasses on. But she was
sending
me out the hearts and everything. And I was just like, okay. I was like, no mac and cheese. So the mac and cheese reference is because my mac and cheese, it's good. You know, I even talk about my own mac and cheese. And I was bragging, before Naomi had some, I was bragging about how good my mac and cheese was. And now, she's bragging about my mac and cheese. So.
That's Naomi.
I mean, I've had people tell me they will fly me to L.A. if I promise to make mac and cheese. I'm like,
damn.
You know, I'm telling you, when she was on the other station, they were like, Ms. V, you heard about this mac and cheese. When you going to send us some? I'm like, shit, you know, that stuff got to, you know, it's got to be made. And, they, you know, I've had people say they will fly me out. And I'm like, do it, you know. But that same ticket up there, bitch will come, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You gonna house me and fly me out there? Shit.
Just let me know.
You know, just tell me when. Shit. I mean, I did not get the size I am from eating fast food. And anybody who knows, I'll say this, I have a relationship with my kitchen. You know,
yes,
we
have
a really good relationship. I actually looked at my stove, and we can end on this. I actually looked at my stove. I did not realize how old my stove was. Now, I bought my stove brand new back in the 90s.
Oh.
I was wondering, okay, I don't realize stuff like this. So I'm looking at my stove the other day. It was about a few weeks ago. Because I was like, where the hell is this damn light coming from that I keep seeing? I looked, my stove is motherfucking old, it's starting to rust where you can see the light from the pilot on the in the broiler coming through.
Oh,
I was
wow.
like, oh my God, it's time for a new stove. So I'm going to cough up the money and buy a new stove and fridge. But my stove like works fabulous. I'm going to come to the 21st century and I'm going to get a self-cleaning stove and I'm going to buy a new refrigerator. So I don't know exactly when. It'll probably be after the first of the year, and I'll be taking pictures and stuff. So,
cool. That's cool.
But it was going to be funny because I really did not realize. I think I bought my stove in 1995. So
wow,
my stove
20 years.
Is 20 years old and still going strong. Ain't shit wrong with it, okay? Nothing is wrong with my stove.
And it's gas stove, like you said. It's all gas, natural gas.
Uh-huh. So there's nothing wrong with my stove. So I was like, damn, this bitch is 20 years old. I can't believe this.
Damn. That's good.
It's going to serve somebody very well because I don't know who. It's going to actually go into my garage up on a pallet until I can find a good home for it. And it will be on the pallet next to my washer and dryer that I have not found a good home for. And I know people say, why don't I just donate them? Remember, I've got two damn children who ain't got shit. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I'm sure that the O2 will be one of them.
Mm-hmm.
But I definitely, you know, I figured I ended on that because my relationship was with my phone.
So,
Boss Man, you want to close it out tonight?
Oh, what's that?
So you want to go on and close out the show? Since I took
hijacked
the show unintentionally.
It's okay, please. I'm not hijacked. You're part of the show. What are you talking about? Thank you, everybody, for listening to Ask Miss V Sports. As you all know, we always come on when we can, which is most of the time, every Thursday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Ask Miss V Sports on V's After Dark Radio with me as the host, James Acevedo, and Ms. Vita Toile. Join us next week for another exciting week of broadcasts with it's all about sex and more sex this coming Tuesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with Ms. Vita Toile and myself. Wednesday, the Bare Black Bitch Show, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with Ms. Vita Toile and Sierra Devine. And like I just said, next Thursday, 6 p.m., the fastest hour in sports talk radio, Ask Ms. V Sports with me, James Acevedo, as your host. And my co-host, the lovely Ms. Vita Toile. On that note, enjoy your weekend. My Yankees better win. Although, I know they probably won't go for it, but I'm still a fan. I'm pissed. I'm getting annoyed. Anyway, they're about to start the game right now, so hopefully they win. They're playing in the rain because they want to get this shit in. They're actually playing in the rain.
That's like, the hurricane is going on, and it's affecting a lot of people.
Yeah, the tropical storm. Real quickly, the Mets who were in Philadelphia, they moved their game up from 7:05 to noon because of the threat of the storm. So they were smart enough to do it. I guess the other teams couldn't do that for whatever reason, because that's up to the MLB, not the team management itself. So That's why, you know, they should have done this with the Yankee game too. They should have had this here in the Bronx. They should have had it at noon, but for whatever reason, they wanted to still keep it. Like I said, it was up to MLB, not the franchise management of both teams. So hopefully the Yankees win and no one gets hurt in the rain, and we go from there. And until then, enjoy your weekend. Enjoy your football weekend. We won't, but we won't, but for you fans out there who has a winning team, enjoy your football weekend. Unless you have money on it, then really enjoy it, and hope you all win something. And we'll check you out next week. Same time, same schedule. Until then, bye, everybody. Bye.
Have a great weekend, everyone.
Yes, ladies and tomatoes, everybody.